Hello and welcome to episode 242 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we continue Twistery Week 2 by looking at the history of the middle finger. As you might know, the middle finger has its roots in the Middle Ages. British longbowmen used it as a taunt. Now, these archers used their middle fingers to draw back their deadly weapons, and they were renowned throughout Europe for their skill. In fact, so fearful were residents of continental Europe of the middle finger that when they captured a Brit, they would lop off his middle finger to make sure he couldn't shoot ever again. That makes sense, right? Because even today, the presentation of a middle finger to a fellow person is meant to rile that individual up.
No one's ever given me the thumbs up.
Well, as I've driven on the freeway with you, the rest of the hand has been well represented.
Nice story, but the whole thing is a big load of twistery. The middle finger far predates the Middle Ages as a hand gesture by a few hundred years, all the way back at least to ancient Rome. Diogenes Laertius wrote in his Lives of the Philosophers that the famous public speaker Demosthenes, the guy who allegedly filled his mouth with marbles to overcome a speech impediment, had been target of the finger. That single story alone is enough to show that the British bowman story is pure twistery. But it turns out that the finger had a quite colorful history in the ancient world. It was used in ritualized magic curses, and I'm not going into detail as this is a family-friendly show, but suffice it to say that the gesture used to include a few more fingers to create a visual representation of a person's more private areas. Thanks for tuning in to episode 242 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Twistery Week by meeting the real First President of the United States of America.